I'm Damien Taylor, and I play on stage with Björk, playing electronic instruments, and I'm also the musical director of her band. It sounds really high-tech, but it basically means I'm normally a studio engineer, so I can do all the kind of technical stuff, liaise with the crew. Yeah. You know, management can ask me how long this song is or that song, or, you know, if she wants to prepare new material, I'm the kind of main go-between. Very first worked with her in 1999 on the early stages of Vespertine.
And you're the main sound engineer for the albums, are you?
Yeah, I mean, it depends who we work with. Basically, I'm with her through the whole thing. We kind of constantly joke about exactly what we call what I do, because... So if we're, say, when we did, for example, a session with Timbaland, like, he's got his engineer as well, but I'll go in with Björk, and I've got all her hard drives and all her files, and then if she needs me to do anything, I can do stuff, or, you know, Spike Stent mixes and records, but I'm still there with her. But then other times we'll be, like, in the middle of nowhere, in a cabin in a mountain in the side of Iceland or something like that, and I'll set up the studio and get everything going and, you know, record her vocals or record anything that needs to be done. So it's like a really fluid role.
Yeah.
Some days I'll literally just make her a cup of tea if she's just like listening to stuff or comping takes, and other days I'll be programming beats.
So the whole process, everything, the creative process, the recording, the production,
yeah,
getting the shows on the road, and playing live, everything is just improvised and organic, is it?
Yeah, well, Björk's a really... She, like, if anyone I've ever worked with, I just trust her intuition implicitly. Yeah. So, like, some of the things that she might say, if it was someone else I'd work with, I'd just think they're a bit nuts, but she's got such a strong track record that, you know, if she says, I want to try this and this and this, then you go, there must be a strong reason for it.
Has there ever been a time when she's made a decision and you're thinking, what are you on about? And it goes somewhere and it doesn't work, and she says, oh, no, that doesn't work. You know, does she make kind of mistakes? I can't ever imagine her making a mistake. And a mistake surely turns into something more creative.
Yeah, I mean, the creative process is different to, like, driving a Formula One car, you know? It's not like you go spinning off the road and crash and you're out of the race, you know? It's all a process of exploration, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a few tracks where I just, like, can't understand what the hell she's thinking musically, and then, like, at the end she'll put in one other element that makes the whole thing lock together, and you go, oh, right, okay, I get it. So,
amazing. That's, yeah, that's genius, isn't it?
It's good. I like it. I don't know what you want to call it, but yeah, Björk's definitely a very, 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 very clever woman, and much cleverer than a lot of people realise or give her credit for.
Favourite Björk song?
Well, for me, it's like, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Yoga off Homogenic. For me, like, Homogenic, and especially, like, the first five songs, was, like, one of the greatest moments of recording music ever. That was just before I started working with her, and Homogenic was actually the album where I kind of discovered Björk, as it were. And then it was, like, odd, like, a year later I wound up working with her, which is pretty cool. But I just think, in a way, that's kind of got everything that's Björk in one song. It's got, like, you know, the incredible dynamics. Like, the musical arrangement is just, it's genius. If you actually sit down and try and figure it out on the score, it's nuts. Like, you just...
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what she's really good at, is taking something that is, in many ways, so completely out there, but just making it so direct. Mm. And also, like, the emotional kind of communication of that song.
I tried playing that on acoustic guitar once.
Yeah.
It's rubbish. I couldn't do it at all.
All these accidents that happen, follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel. Landscapes, they pass away. The riddle gets out, and you push me up to this state of... I'm Damien Taylor, and I play on stage with Björk, playing electronic instruments, and I'm also the musical director of her band.